Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, everybody. Welcome to another installment of Speaking Volumes. I'm your host, She-Soul, and tonight we have a special guest for you. We're gonna have Muslima Poet, Glamorous, on the line with us, and she's gonna come and talk about her new project called The Glam Slam, as well share some poetry with us. So, everybody, I hope you're looking forward to the show, and hopefully everybody calls in early so they can get on the open mic. So right now we're waiting for our guest to call in. She should be calling in any minute now. And I just want to share with everyone the next show that we're planning on doing is actually going to be a special show that we're going to dedicate completely to the topic of polygamy in Islam. So hopefully everyone can tune in for that. And let me see if she's actually called in yet. Yes, I do see her. So we're going to get her on right now. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam rahmatullah.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I can't complain.
Alhamdulillah. So I was just giving you a nice little introduction, letting the people know that you are now known as Muslima Poet. You were formerly Glamorous of the Juice Crew All Stars, correct?
Yes, I was.
And now you're back. You're back to bring, you know, your words to the people and give them some inspiration. So we're going to get into this interview, and then we're going to have you share some poetry with us at the end. Sound good?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I'm ready. Inshallah.
All right, so the first thing I want you to do is I want you to tell everybody who Glam is. Who is Glam and who is Glam before Islam? We want to know.
Okay. First, of course, I was a Juice also. I was discovered by Chuck D. He was in Spectrum before he was Public Enemy. So I used to roll with them at the beginning of my career. And I met a couple of people in Sweet Tea, and I joined, we formulated a group called the Bad Girls, and they changed the name to the Glamour Girls. So my first record that I did with them was Old Veronica, Veronica. So, you know, that was my first record that I ever made, you know, as a recording artist. And after that, I met the Juice Crew when I was actually getting ready to perform that. We were supposed to be at Andrew Jackson in Queens, and the show got canceled because the kids was being all rowdy. That's when I ran into them. And, well, they were rowdy.
The kids was being all rowdy. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
We were on backstage, like Big Daddy Kane, Biz Markie, MC Shan, Roxanne Shante, Molly Mall, Mr. Magic, and our manager was Fly Tie. And, you know, the kids was being too bad. The principal canceled the show, so we was like, what? We wasn't performing. And
wow.
We was leaving. That's when I met Fly Tie and Mr. Magic, and, you know, I started hanging with that crew. And then one day I was at Marley's house after work, and he handed me a mic. He was like, yo, go ahead. You know, so then he was playing the beat, Juice Crew All Stars, and Mr. Mm-hmm. Magic was like, oh, my goodness. And then I just did my piece. Everybody did their piece separately in different days and different times, you know, and when we finally heard it, I was like, wow, you know. So that's when I was with them. And then other offers came to me. I was doing backup for certain people, like Tino Rock. I did backup for him. And
how old were you then?
I was 18. I was legal.
Wow.
I was running
18.
All over the place. I was running
so
all over the place.
So what was the transformation from the Muslima Poet from Glamorous to the Muslima Poet? Like, how did that transformation come about?
Well, if I knew I could have continued, I would have stayed. I don't know what I would have been, but being that I'm a Muslima and I sing also and I write poetry, so I just said, well, maybe I'll just be a Muslima poet. I really didn't want to do the rap thing. I was like, oh, you being, you know, it's been 20 years. You're just going to be a rapper? I'm like, no, like, I sing too, you know, and poetry. So I was writing more poetry on Islam, you know, or, you know, getting into a spiritual vibe, you know, and giving dawah. Because when I had my children, I would sing to them. I would, you know, talk to them, and I was like, wow, even to learn Quran and Hadith sometimes, you know, messages for myself, I wrote them so I can remember the conduct of a Muslim or a Muslim. You know, I that's how I write my poems.
All right, well, what was the transformation, what brought you to Islam? From being glamorous and, you know, all like bumping elbows with them big names, Big Daddy Kane. These are pioneers of hip hop. Like, these are big people. Where have you from that and brought you to Islam?
Well, I don't know if other women can relate. When you're in a relationship and it's not going so well, you know, sometimes you turn to something. Some people turn to a bottle, they turn to drugs. I turn to a bar. I got down on my knees and I begged, you know, let the truth come to the light. You know, I just submitted myself. And my brother, that he was in jail, he had left some books at my house. And I started reading them. It was a Salat book. It was like, wow. I had taken my Shahada when I was 17. And I was also intended to my husband that I'm married to now. And I didn't marry him because it was, my mother thought it was a phase anyway, you know. And my mother had snatched my chemo off and, you know, you're not marrying that man and because of polygamy. And I was like, well, I guess
which
I'm not going to marry
him. We'll talk about next show.
I left my mother's house. And became a rapper. I was like, well, I'm just going to do it. And I didn't look back. When I came back to my mother's house, she was like, oh, this is what you're doing? I was like, yeah, this is what I'm doing. You know, I was rapping and you know, traveling a whole bunch of different places. And she was liking that. And I'm like, Dad, she liked me like this. But the relationship
but
I was in, she was
Muslim.
Yeah, I just turned to Allah and I came back. That's what I did. I started remembering when I was reading those books. I was like, you know, I really need to, you know, turn back to Allah. And actually,
let me ask you a question, being that you shared that, you know, with you coming to the deen and, you know, you're not having a lot of family support. Like, how did you handle that? What advice would you give to young girls and boys that are interested in Islam, but they have that same issue where they don't have any family support? Like, what do you, because that's a hard thing to face when you're 17. You hear it is, you found something that you believe to be the truth, and, you know, of somebody that you love is your mother. You know, they knock it down. How do you overcome that? Like, what advice would you have for young people that, you know, are going through that same situation right now and need to learn how to overcome it?
Everybody's situation is different, and I've heard other stories, but my story, and to share that what another youth could do is hold on to Allah within yourself. Do the best you can and learn who Allah is. And you would never know. Your mother or your father or whoever your parent is may embrace Islam right behind you, but you have to be steadfast, and you may have to be like Prophet Abraham when he left his father. He left. He said, "Okay, we gotta go now. These people tried to kill me. You know, you gotta leave. You know, if you're old enough, you know, to make that step away, you know, and take yourself somewhere where you can practice, you know, but if you have to live in that household where your whole family is like, you can't be Muslim, and I mean they attack you, like put pork in your face or, you know, make fun, you know, you have to be strong within yourself. You know, I was able to get away. I left. I left and I did me, and I lost, you know, the deen because I didn't look back till about 6 years later. I woke up. And I went through a transformation. Like, I went back into the church like I had amnesia. You know, I went back into the church.
That's crazy.
So it's not until when I ran into my husband now, he's like, what happened? How did you go back? What happened to you? I was like, I can't even tell you. I don't even remember. It's like amnesia. But once Allah SWT brought me back, I had this feeling like, if I knew what I feel and know now, I wouldn't have never left. Because this feeling that you feel, it's ecstasy. I'm so happy to be Muslim that it's a joyful thing. Once you get that feeling, don't ever let it go.
It definitely was the cause of Allah, because he brought you back to the deen. Even though, you know, people tried to deter you from it, he brought you back, you know, alhamdulillah, and you made your way back. All right, I want to talk about your CD. I know you have a new CD coming out, you know. It's been a 20-year hiatus for you? 20 years, right?
20 years.
Yeah, so you got that new CD coming out. So, all right, it's entitled The Glam Slam. So I'm wondering, what is a glam slam? And, you know, if you could tell us the inspiration for this CD right here.
Okay, how I got inspired to do this CD. This sister, Nadira, she has a son, Yassin Muhammad. When he said he was doing a studio, I was like, oh, really? And I say, I asked her, I said, you think he'll, you know, help me out? Because I really wanted to record my poetry. I've been writing for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but you hasn't been out there.
Yeah, so she said, yeah, you know, ask him. I think he'll do it. So he's got his little own business, TKO, Technical Knockout.
Get that plug in there.
Yeah, we're good to go. So, actually, I had asked him to call in, so, you know, because he's recording, you know, I'm not doing music on my CD. I have one song that has music on there. It was because when I first heard it, I was like, wait a minute, I got to do something with that. But actually, it's all acapella.
Acapella.
Inshallah. Because music, they say shaitan's a don. You know, and it's haram, so, you know. But, you know, the youth like the music. So if you try to reach them, you know, mashallah, that's to them.
So your inspiration, he inspired you with...
Yeah, because he's young. He's
and that's
young,
something how the youth can inspire us sometimes. To, like, even with my show, like, I was inspired by the youth. It was something to reach out. So, like, it goes both ways, right? The youth inspires us, and we inspire the youth. And that's what we're here to do. Now, how did you come up with the title Glam Slam, though? What made you pick that exact title?
Because it's mostly slam poetry and glam on slam.
Okay. Glam out of glamorous. Now, what do you prefer to be called, glamorous or Muslim or poet? Which one do you prefer?
Muslim or poet, glamorous, because...
The Muslim poet, glamorous.
It's just it's an adjective. And Jamila.
Describes you, you're glamorous.
Jamila is my Muslim name, and it still means, I was like, wow, everywhere I go, it just follows me.
That's where people know you by.
So I'm still glamorous, so.
Alhamdulillah. Well, listen, one more question before we wrap this up. I just wanted to... You know, after 20 years of being away from it. And I think you kind of touched on this already. But after 20 years of being away from it, how does it feel to come back? Like, do you feel, are you, you know, because I know you're a mother. You know, you have a couple of kids. I don't know if you want to say how many you got.
I don't mind because I still look the same. Yes, I have 9 children.
Alhamdulillah. So, you know, that's a 20-year hiatus to come back. Like, how does it feel? And, you know, what future projects can we look forward to in the future from you?
Well, I will share this. I've diagnosed with sarcoidosis. This is why I really need to record everything I have, because when I pass, I want to get my barakat while I'm in my grave. And I have the support of my children and, alhamdulillah, my husband, who, you know, has my back. It's like, you know, if this is what you like to do, then, you know. But my kids, I wrote them for them. You know, I wrote most of these poems for them. And they walk around saying them because they teach as well. But the Grand Slam is just a message. I have one song called the Grand Slam because it's a message, you know, to all of the Muslim Ummah to wake up, you know, and to spread Islam, you know, to give dawah. You know, that's basically
what. And that's your mission, right?
Excuse
me? What you're trying to accomplish throughout your songs is to spread Islam and give dawah.
Yeah, because it's obligatory every Muslim to enjoy what's good, forbid what's evil. So you have to enjoy what's right, forbid what is wrong, and that's dawah. You got to give dawah. You got to tell everybody about Allah and what He expects of us. So that's
right.
What my poetry.
Yeah, and that's very necessary. All right, well, I thank you for sharing with us and giving us a little peek into the life of the Muslima poet Glamorous, and we'll be sure to look out for your CD entitled The Glam Slam. If you can, just share your information on where people can contact you real quick, and then we're going to let you do your 2 poems.
Okay. You can read most of my material, or copyright it, on Facebook at Muslima Poet / Glamorous. And my email address is muslimapoet@aol.com. And I'm on Twitter as muslimapoet1.
Okay. All right. Inshallah, we're going to get into them poems. Inshallah, I want to open up the open mic at 11:20. So all those that want to get on the open mic, please press 1. Wait, before I say that, at 11:25, I'm going to open up the open mic. So all those that have questions for the Muslima poet, please press 1, and after she recites her poems, we will answer any questions that you may have. Because we're pressed for time, I'm going to let you do the Glam Slam. We're going to hold off on the other one, because I want to give these people time, give everybody time to get on open mic, inshallah. So you're going to give us the Glam Slam, or are you giving us The Prophet? You remind me of The Prophet.
Well, actually, I forgot to mention the Reverb Nation has 2 of them that I put up that's still in progress, but I put them up for people to hear because one is a cappella. The Glam Slam actually has a little music behind it, but it's a rap, so I'll do a rap because that's what you know, I'm known for doing. So I'm going to do the Glam Slam without
kicking.
All right. Muslima poet, hot like fire, work for Allah, I could never retire. Gotta give the dawah, hour after hour, the blessings come down, raining like a shower. Muslim on the high, wifey on the low, servant of Allah, everywhere I go. People stop and stare, I really don't care. It's not their concern that I cover my hair. They talk about the deen living up the dunya. It's all about things that's just gonna ruin ya. The people of the dunya, deaf, dumb, and blind, and the people in the deen, they're running out of time. Their iman is weak, and they're not so strong. Covered all up, they're still doing wrong. Now what you gonna do when they come for you? I'm talking about the angels when your life is through. You better wake up and smell the roses. Islam's your makeup and they oppose it. You better wake up and smell the roses. Islam's your makeup and they oppose it. I'm from the old school, a new day. My vision's like Blu-ray, a view in a new way. After 20 years of what I've seen, I'm sticking to the deen. The life of this world, it's all amusing. The weight on your mind is all abusing. I'm too precious like the value of gold. Just like a diamond, I'm hard on my soul. Like a butterfly, beautiful to the eye, delicate to the touch, back up, don't try. Enough is enough, it's time to get rough. Excuse my fatigue, but I'm tired of stuff. I'm coming forth, even with my cloth. I'm just picking up where I left off. I came into the darkness to bring it to the light. From behind the veil, I'ma tell you what's right. Islam's the best thing that happened to us. Find the da'i, we like to discuss. Islam for the pure, peaceful, and the righteous. And maybe you might just break down and just like this. Or maybe be like others and maybe just fight this. What the heck, what you expect? I come correct, Islam's in effect. I thank Allah for who I am, the Muslima poet on the Glam Slam.
Oh, yes, definitely. Check the sister out on Reverb Nation, where you can hear that song as well as another song that she did. It's a beautiful song, You Remind Me of the Prophet. And right now we're going to take some callers to see if you guys have any questions for the Muslima poet. So the first call I'm going to take, I'm going to call you by the first three digits of your number, which is going to be 425. You're on the air.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
This is Marifa. How are you guys?
Marifa.
What's up?
Marifa.
I don't really have a question. I was just calling and seeing you guys my love and my salams and, you know, let you guys know that I stayed up until 11:30 to listen to you guys. That's how much I love you.
Aww,
and, you know, even though I didn't get a chance two weeks ago to, you know, call and, you know, send my love and support. I'm doing it now, inshallah. And, you know, I'm sitting over here jamming to, you know, to the glamorous. To the glamorous.
Well, thank you for your call. Love you.
Yeah,
thank you for listening.
Yeah,
I will holler at you later. We got to get some important people playing. No, I'm playing.
I don't know she's in.
All right, Monica, before she curses me out, Monica.
I'm like,
oh my gosh, that girl is crazy. All right. 960, you're on the air. 960, you're on the air.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
This is Brother Yassin. I am Sister Jamila's producer.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Yes. Assalamualaikum, Brother
Yassin. And how old are you, brother?
I am at the moment 16 going on 17, inshallah, this month.
I know I threw you off, but I had to let the people know that the youth are doing it, and they are inspiring, and they are being inspired. So, alhamdulillah, this young brother is producing. So, inshallah, brother, you have some contact information for the people who might be people listening that want to get on and don't know, you know, where they can go to get their stuff together. Do you have some information to give them?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We have a couple of different websites. We have We have the Facebook page, which if you type in Tactical Knockout Entertainment, we're the first ones there. However, Jamila's information, because she is my personal artist, not a label project, stays for her personal use. So Jamila's page will become a subgroup of the Tactical Knockout page sometime very soon. Inshallah. Also, we have a website, which is tkoentertainment.wordpress.com, and that will give you actually some pictures, an inside tour of what the studio looks like and what the mission is, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, brother. You sound a real professional, brother. That's what's up. Very proud of you guys. Keep up the good work. Again, Glamorous Muslim Report, I want to thank you for stopping through and sharing with us. Alhamdulillah, I hope that you continue to listen to the show. And inshallah, we're going to open up the open mic right now. I bid you guys salam. And if you want to get on the open mic, please press 1 so that I can get you on, inshallah. Assalamualaikum, Amir. Assalamualaikum, glamorous Muslim poet.
Assalamualaikum. Shukran.
Assalamualaikum. Okay, all right. So now is our open mic session, and I want everybody to know that the open mic is for everybody. It's not just for, you know, elders. It's for the youth. It's for everybody. And what I want to do right now is I just wrote a poem, right? And I promised everybody on Facebook that I was going to share this poem on the show tonight. So I'm going to share my poem real quick. And I'm not seeing no hands. Okay, I see one hand up. But I'm not seeing enough. All right, I got another hand up. I need all y'all to put your hands up because I'm going to need you guys to get on here and spit on the open mic. But I'm going to do my poem real quick. I'm going to let y'all know that I'm not going to make this a habit. I don't get on here to broadcast myself. It's about you, for you guys, and I want you guys, I want y'all voices to be heard. So I'm going to spit this poem, and yeah, I hope you guys like it. It's like really hot off the press. I really like just wrote this literally the other day, and shame on me for not having it up already, knowing that I was going to do it. But give me like 2 seconds. I'm going to have it up for you. I'm going to tell you the inspiration behind the poem. Basically, I was watching the commercial for Colored Girls, and I was talking to my husband and telling him how I wanted to see the movie. And all of a sudden, I don't know, I just caught inspiration. I just wanted to read it. I just wanted to see the poem, and I wanted to write the poem. Like, I don't know. So I haven't seen the movie. I don't know. I know we generally know what the movie's about, but the poem is just, you know, I don't know. I don't even know where it came from, to be honest with you. Let me just read it. So it's called Color Girl. This is for my colored girls, cotton candy ribbons, teeth white as pearls, clickety-clack bow bows, color of the rainbow, arrows that's in beads that sparkle when the sun glows, reflections of beautiful sunshine, worth too much to be considered a dime, yet value supersedes all dollar value. So the world tries to devour you, confuse you, trick you into believing that you're anything less than beautiful. Colored girl, don't you know that you are beautiful? Your aura brightens up the room, swag like no other, far from a coon, dancing in moonlight in darkened, humid rooms. You swing to a beat that keeps you in tune. Your rhythm is that of a heartbeat. The only difference is your rhythm that can never cease. Our brothers degrade you instead of realizing you are a treat. See, they were trained to see in black and white, never in between. Not realizing that we are a people of rainbows. Throughout our skin is colors of indigo, yellow, purple, and red. Our skin is as deep as the colors that have bled on the backs of slaves. Rich and luxurious like foam on the tops of waves, you stay afloat. Black butterfly, you should be painted in colors of gorgeous, colors of lovely, colors of love me, love me, love me. Why can't you love me? Instead, you paint me black. Maybe unaware of the luster it lacks because I am, you are, we are iridescent shades of wonderful. Allah has painted you colorful. You are colorful in the image of the world. My beautiful, prettyful, colored girl, Shukran. So that's my new poem. So excited about it. I'm like completely just in love with that poem. I hope you guys enjoyed it. So I'm going to open up the open mic right now, inshallah. My first caller is going to be 602. 602, you're on the air.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam. Who am I speaking with?
Tajika, I saw you at the little sisters convention thing, so.
Yes, I know who you are, sister. I know who you are. How are you?
Tajika! I'm good, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah,
My sister just told me about this. So.
I got cut off the air. You know, I was trying to get on, but I don't even know what happened, you know.
Oh, well, so I guess it's a passionate phone, so you can do with it too, ma.
All right. Right now, I actually just wrote this. This is the poem's called Full Circle New Ties, and it's dedicated to two best friends of mine. Used to be best friends, but, you know, they
it was really important to me, and I don't really talk to him anymore, but I wish I could, you know. But other than that, I'm going to start my phone. I'm sorry for procrastinating, but here we go.
Okay.
All right. they were all so young when they knew each other. From the time they saw each other at school to the time they met up in her father's classroom, cracking jokes and being the little silly kids they were, to the special childhood secrets they kept from their parents, down to the time they would naively sneak on the phone just to talk to one another all alone. They can remember the time they all played basketball. The catch was she had that long jilbab on, but came prepared by ripping her jilbab off, and those guys just looked like baggy clothes. Wow, you came real prepared. They were shooting some hoops till the time they all had to leave. The time those guys went to Chicago was the time the two musketeers left her. It was like the ocean leaving behind the sea. Communicating on bricks in her hands was not the same as being around one another and letting each other know what's going to go down for the next day. Until one drifted away, the other began to dissipate. Slowly breaking away the pieces to the puzzle, now that all is gone, she doesn't know how or where to start back again. It's like building a new foundation that will never be the same. What happened to all of them? They were the musketeers that could knock down anyone who came in their pathway. She wanted them to understand that the friendship they had was the best she'd ever known, and whatever type of conflict they had, they should just let them go. Perhaps they could start from scratch and try this all over again. They never knew if they would ever see each other again. This was her way of saying life is too short. She missed the friends she once knew she had. That's it. I'm sorry. But that's it, mashallah.
That was really good. Alhamdulillah. I hope you call back and share with us again, inshallah. We really enjoyed it.
I did.
Is your sister going to recite something too?
Yes,
I'm calling in. I'm on
one
of the lines, so just
pick
me up.
Okay, she's calling. All right. So I'm gonna get your sister on real quick. Inshallah, I hope to hear from you soon. Shakran for calling, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Shakran for the call too. Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem. All right. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
All right, guys. Open mic is popping right now. I just want to ask anybody that is on the phone listening in, if you're able to get to a computer and listen in, please do. We want to leave the lines open for the open micers so that they'll have a chance to say something. And everybody that's getting on the open mic, please press 1 and put your hand up. In order to listen online, you need to go to www.blogtalkradio.com /she, S-H-E-S-O-U-L. That's she, soul, inshallah. So we're going to get our next open mic on. And I also forgot to put the disclaimer on. For all those that are getting on the open mic, please censor yourselves. I'm not asking you to change your poems or your music or whatever in any way. I just want you to know this is a PG-13 show. So please, you know, just censor yourself, inshallah. All right. Next caller is going to be 462. You're on the air.
All right, assalamualaikum, it's Lonnie, you know, I'm just giving my shout out to everybody, you know,
assalamualaikum,
Lonnie,
so you going to share that fire with us?
I'm going to try to do something. I mean, I don't know if it's fire, but it's, you know, it comes from the heart, so that's all I can say. It's a love poem. You ready? Okay.
Okay, we ready.
All right, you are me, so I am you. Now, before you start jumping to conclusions and conjuring up illusions, I want you to know how I feel is deeper than that. There's just something about you so attractive and cool. I love the way you rock your fitted caps, which reminds me of how we created a new era together. Mm-hmm. While writing this poem, I searched for synonyms for love, and it's time that I found you irresistible, adorable, kissable, someone that I care for, and it feels me so blissful. And when they ask how deep is your love, I stand there motionless because there's no answer to this, and I find myself pissed because I know I can express this, but just the thought of it leaves me breathless. I love you. So therefore, I put no one above you, subhanAllah, and with that, I become you. You are me, and I am you. I want you to know I eat, sleep, and drink you, that you are my desire, and with that, I respire, so that means I breathe you. I could never be alone, because even in my dreams, I see you. And this is my ode to you. Just the fact that I know you makes me feel like I owe you. The times I see your face, accepting your warm embrace, it should be a crime just how fast you make my heart race. And I be speeding. We be speeding. You are truly a blessing, man. I walk this earth for you, no question. If I could split the sea just so you could see what you mean to me, I'd be praying to Allah to send me one of those fat things Moses used so I could do it too. Then you could feel me. Seriously, at times I think I'm going insane because I got you in the brain, but then I realize that's my normal thought process. I pray that we do our best and continue to progress, so not to regress, no more, no less, raising kids that are ruthless until we are toothless. Yeah, I'm just being truthful, baby. You are me, and I am you.
Inshallah. Thank you for sharing, sis. Inshallah. Yeah. Hope to hear from you next show.
Inshallah.
What was you going to say?
No, I wasn't going to say nothing. I was just going to, it's really gay, so, I just had to throw that out there. I didn't want to do anything too serious.
It was not. No, it wasn't. It was really good. Alhamdulillah. It was really good. I like it. It's about love. Ain't nothing wrong with love. Listen, you need love in this world. That's why there's so much war going on. You need some love.
I know.
Inshallah, sis. Have a good night. I hope you continue to listen, though. Inshallah, we're going to get our next open micer. We're going to get our next open micer on the line. 507, you're on the air.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
This is Hanifa Sahnoon. I met you at New Africa Center.
Yes, I know who you are.
Yeah. I'm all like,
I don't forget
you know,
people
that you and then
I know who you are, and I know you got that fire for us. I know you got that baby.
Yeah. I don't know. Inshallah. Excuse me.
How are you?
I think I'm going to do like a simple one, I don't know if I want to go longer, if I want to go shorter. I don't know what the vibe is.
Go long. Go long.
Okay.
Go long.
A long way. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get some water. Give me 1 second. Okay. I'm going to do one called War Drum. My womb be that war drum. In me beats the song then sung. From this hollow sanctuary, summon forth my progeny. Come forth, children, front and center. Form ranks of proud warriors, men, and more womb drum a woman. Let me be your gourd, your vessel, your ark, carrying the most sacred of cargo. For what other place could reduce the sun's glare to glimpse, chaos to hush? Hush now, sleep. Below by me sleep, stir and glide, keeping pace with my stride, making that comfort rhythm. We are one. For what is a drum but a vest stretched, covered over with skin? I can no longer muffle what is pulsating within, like a beehive ripe with honey. Fragile is the moment between being full to capacity and bursting asunder. From whisper of shaker ray to boom bip of djembe, sounds echoing in the distance of my people chanting. They hum redemption songs, foreign tongues clicking in the night. Snapping of twigs need bare feet in flight, hand on drum now, the resolution of my nation. The backdrop of untapped potential. I carries a tune, the ultimate instrumental, the raw rhythm of life. Like caves carved in mountainside, hear you evolve, hero. Climb out and descend, and face the scrutiny and ridicule of men whose blue eyes see green, hands too contorted from greed, too deformed for melody making. My womb be that war drum. In me beats the song been sung. From this hollow sanctuary, summon forth my progeny. And no, we will not slip into syncopation. A warrior's spirit has too much buoyancy to sink with the tide of servitude to currency. A warrior is only slave to his lord. Run free from where the love of this world has free reign. Footsteps of freedom cannot be washed away by rain. Remember the beating of my heart. Let it encourage you in time to rise up with clenched fists, run pin, run rifle. War drums tell tidings to the people. Hearken the arrival of a visitor. Celebrate life in the making. One of a battle forthcoming. Talking of the tom-tom. African split drum. Hollowed out tree trunk. Plays three primary tones. Three bells of darkness. Two-headed like the snare. Life after life come pouring out from here. Goblet-shaped, bowl-shaped. My womb be that war drum. In me beats the song then sung. From this hollow sanctuary, summon forth my progeny. Not a call to the body, but to the spirit. Not a call to the body, but to the spirit. An introspective silence, a still, no dance, no trance, a soulful silence, to the point of uproar against oppression, until the lands are in harmony with truth. Tranquility is peace, and peace cannot be reached without struggle. My trouble be society's trouble. No beat break, it is ongoing since back before concrete and paved streets. This beat, Congress protests inside chest. as I trust across oceans and black lands, calling their tribesmen to obedience to their guardian lord, not the carved shapes or phantoms of the mind or idols of paper, wood, nor flesh, just as we were brought forth from the loins of Adam to bear witness, one Lord, one Lord, one Lord, our hearts should be on this frequency, resonating in unison. My womb be that war drum. In me beats the song then sung, echoing the prayers of my ancestry. Let your head be the spirit of my progeny. Shukran.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I got my black power fist in the air, like, what? Wow, yeah, mashallah, sis. Let me tell you something about this sister real quick, too. This sister is an Akabi. You understand? She walked up to artistic expression, came in her camouflage overgarment with her black kimono and her niqab on, and spit the craziest hotness I've ever heard, especially from a sister with
this.
Like, subhanAllah, I mean, wow, yeah, yeah. So I'm happy I didn't follow that up. I'm happy I did my phone before I had to listen to yours.
Oh, no, I love that color going. I was just teasing, like, oh, is that cozy? I just love
it. It's
so hard.
There's going to be some tweaking and everything, but that was deep. That was really deep. Mashallah, man. Yeah, well, sis,
inshallah, but I'm not on the phone by myself. I have the other sister. There's three of us. Remember, I don't know if you remember. But
Your group.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. So one of us hurt herself. She got a little sprained ankle, and she's not up to it tonight. She's trying to rest, but she's listening in. So peace out to Sotiria. Assalamu alaikum. And then the sister, Aisha Raw. Aisha, you know, the midwife Raw. She calls herself Raw. She can talk for herself, but she's on the line. And she's one of the...
Oh, sister, yes, spit something for us. And so,
Okay,
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. Actually, sis, I think I know you, but I'm going to wait till we see each other to actually... But I think I know who you are. I think I do.
Mashallah. Yeah, I'm known by a lot of things now. Tenor sister, sewing sister, midwife sister, doula sister, poem sister, poetry sister, everything. The sister with all the kids, I don't know.
That's what's up, though. Inshallah, share something with us.
Okay, so this one I'm going to do is called Turned Out. And this one just kind of came to me off of seeing all these young black girls out here. In Philly, and I'm pretty sure through all the cities now, just turned out. It just, you know, so let me give it to you. A young girl stands on the corner with a look of masculinity upon her face. Was it verbal abuse or was she raped? Was it domestic violence that slapped her across the face? What will make her hate men so bad that she refuses to be with one? What makes her admire their strength to the point that she wants to be one? She is but a beautiful swan, reverted into a duckling. She doesn't understand comfort and love. She only understands what people have told her and taught her and turned her out and into. This young princess traded in her womb. She sacrificed her rites of passage, putting the world that gets too much traffic. Is this what she thought Dorothy meant by somewhere over the rainbow? She tries to fight it, but she can't say no. She knows that this lifestyle she chose is dead wrong. But there's no exit or stage left, and she's been on the low for too long. Doesn't she know that we need her in our struggle? I mean, men without women will only lead to more effeminate black men and more homosexuals. Genocide continues, and our lineage will fold. There will soon be no one left but the very young and the old. Sister, come back to the village. Let us re-raise you, help you heal those old scars, wash away the hurt, and make you feel like new. You no longer need to be confused. The psychological damage inflicted upon you has men wondering if it's just too late for you. You once reminded them of their mother and their daughters, and the mothers of their daughters, and you reminded them of what it meant to be a queen. You once made them remember their positions as chiefs and kings. They want to rescue you, but their arms can't reach or embrace you. Their legs can't run game on you. You have left the pride. You've gone astray. And we are all hoping that someday will be the day when you will return to us and say, okay. But for now, you are banished by an individual whom you present yourself to in the mirror every day. You have given up on being heterosexual. It's not the world who turns its back on you. It's a cerebral poison attacking your fundamentals. You're too scared and ashamed. We understand you've been used, but now you are stuck in a relationship with a woman and still being abused. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. Your sisters are deep. Your sisters are deep. Now, I just want to plug y'all real quick because I know every Friday you guys have a writing circle, right?
Well, we're going to do it on the first Friday of the month. We going to start in November. Last month, weather wasn't so great. We wanted to give everybody a chance to have a good first day to the meeting, but it's going to be like a group geared towards writers, new writers, people who want to consider themselves writers but are a little bit timid about it, want to be heard but not really ready to step out there that publicly and be heard, and, you know, just amongst sisters, amongst women, and, like, practice out their pieces on each other or do some writing exercises. It would give us, like, a reason to stay up on current events, to read more, to practice expressing ourselves. It's just geared towards working that brain out, you know, lyrically and literally. So, you know, we wanted people to come out to that at the New Africa Center on the first Fridays of the month, inshallah.
And no problem. That's what we do. This is what the Muslims do, sis. This is what we supposed to be, you know, we supposed to support one another. So that's what it's all about, for real.
You're giving us,
so
like,
Because we have people from New York, we have people from Jersey, we have people from Philly, we have people from different, from tri-state calling all over the place. So where is the New Africa Center at?
It's at 4342, let me make sure it's not 4342,
Lancaster
Avenue,
mm-hmm.
In Philadelphia.
And what time on Fridays, on the first Friday?
Right, at 4 o'clock to 5:30. So it's like a little brief meeting, giving everybody a chance to get from Juma, get their kids, do whatever they have to do, and hopefully make it out at 4 until 5:30.
Inshallah, those of you that are in Philadelphia, try to make it to that. Inshallah, we have to support one another. It is so very important that we show support to our other Muslim sisters and brothers, inshallah. But thank you, Shakran, for both of you sisters coming through and just blasting my open mic. Like, you got everybody else scared to get open now. Alhamdulillah, you guys did an excellent job. I look forward to hearing from you guys again soon, inshallah. All right, we're going to take our next open micer, 307. You're on the air. 307.
347, 307.
You're on the air.
347, that's me.
That's
me, Marisa. First of all, we need you every Saturday, Marisa.
Oh, God.
Want Marisa every Saturday. Stop playing. It's your girl, Hoodra. Salaam alaikum, Marisa. How are you?
It's Hoodra, baby girl. I'm good. I'm so happy to hear from you.
What? Y'all killing it. What? Marisa, stop playing. Y'all killing it. Yo, first of all, I love Color Girl. What? You got to get that out there, sis.
I'm happy you love it.
Yo. I love it. I was laying down putting the baby seat. I'm always laying down putting the baby seat. I jumped up, was like, yo, I got to go in the next room, close the door, because that was, mashallah, I was feeling it. Y'all sisters are doing it. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Allah is merciful, Marisa. You know, I want to spit something, and let me tell you what inspired this. It was inspired by your show, Najma's show, Seth Alafriki's show, and Kafani's show. Let me tell you what happened. I had, I think I was playing around on Facebook and I just stumbled upon one of you guys' shows because I didn't know. I didn't know you had shows. And from your link, I went to this link, and it's just, I just was like that whole weekend, I was just listening to the radio, and I just started writing. I completed my CD just by the energy and the subhanAllah. Y'all had me just writing.
Wow.
So I just want to say that this is untitled, but I definitely, alhamdulillah, I just want to say that, mashallah, y'all doing it, big things, and this is where it's spice. So I don't know the name of it, but I'm going to just spit it. Ready?
We're ready.
Okay. Young girl scared, she's feeling weird. Two choices, speak up or sit in the corner over there. Because she's been told all her life not to raise her voice, that is immodest to speak her opinion, impolite to interject or share her inner wisdom, so she stagnates herself, suppresses what she has to offer. But her core, her innermost being is burning, because she has so much to say and hiding is not an option. She's tired of the morality she faces on a daily basis. She knows she has so much to offer, but she keeps quiet to save face, and she's tired of staying in her place. Tired of being told to be invisible. Her inner power is forcing her inner conflict of interest to dissipate. The world is in trouble around her, so she can no longer be fake. So one day she wakes up screaming, my people, wake up, what are we doing? Stop sleeping. Why are we in a constant state of dreaming? Seduced by the very genes that are against our well-being. Constantly scheming and devising plots to make sure that we are brought to our demise. My people, please open your eyes. Why do we lavish our children in threads for mentalities who hate on you and me, hate the very thing we stand for, yet we constantly and continuously fund their homes, their cars, and their children's Harvard degree, while our very old humble Islamic education society is run on acts and people like little old you and little old me for our hard-earned money. But then that's when we choose to be stingy. What are we doing? The trail of blood that dropped to the floor when a sister came crying to the Imam's door tells a sad story of which one can only make dua for her. But the pain inside my heart won't let it just be. We need more than a slap on the wrist for the unjust inflicted mental and physical injury. And the fault finders who find fault only in others, but for themselves use blinders who have their solutions for everybody else's equation, but lose their vision and their own life's missions, their own mistakes or bad decisions. Oh, yeah. And please understand, there is a difference between a kafir and a disbeliever. And them lyrics you so proudly memorized, rather than Quranic verses, got you hypnotized, got you immolating the people with whom you do not want to be raised with, but yet hypnotic verses you praising. Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And these clicks of those who dress like this, and only those allowed to be with those who wear their kimonos like this, only talk like this, and only attend this. I have made you in nations and tribes so that you may know one another. It's the verses we so often forget. My brothers and sisters, today I raise my fist. Let me be the first to tell thee, for Allah, I love you, even if you don't love me. For Allah, I rise. Wallahi, to sooner open my eyes. A soldier for love, a spreader of peace. Go to war for smiles. Hugs is my weapon. Defeating the enemy with weapons of mass affection. In unity, united, in unison. Ummah Tawahid, one gun, one God, one heart, one nation. Alhamdulillah. Hello?
What? And she dropped the mic. Like, seriously?
Oh, Sandra?
Seriously? You just walk up here and just do that, Sandra? Oh, my God. Ridiculous. And that's what you were keeping from all of us.
You
were
keeping
that.
But
that ain't even right.
You know what? That's
not even right.
But you know what? Let me tell you. Y'all unleashed it. Yeah, Allah really Allah really used y'all, sis. This is real stuff, Marisa. May Allah bless you. This is why it's so important for us to network and get out there and shine our light so that we can allow others to shine their light. Because I've been working on this CD for the longest, and I'm not going to tell you. When I walked up in the mansion, me and I was like, yo, we got to do this. We got to inspire each other again. When y'all started y'all showing, I was like, yo, it's time. Y'all really inspired this, mashallah. I was like, oh, my God. So that's mad love. That's mad love.
Girl,
and,
I'm holding my head. I'm ready to go get my heat. I'm ready to go. Yo, listen, that was sick. I got to see you perform that pause. Like, are you going to the memoir conference?
Yo, I'm ready. I'm ready, kid. I'm ready.
Are you going to the memoir conference? Oh,
yes,
you know what?
I'm there, inshallah.
Right,
yes, yes. And I'm definitely,
because I'm trying to put the number in my phone before we hang up. Hold on. Hold on for 1 second. Yeah, this is ridiculous. Like, I'm like, no, wait.
Marisa,
I'm surprised. And you know, I've known you for years. We've known you for
years.
I'm
Subhanallah.
I did not know you like that. I didn't know you had it like that. And that's why Nanda was bugging. Nanda's going to be mad that she didn't. I don't even think she's listening right now.
Oh, you serious for power of love. But you know, can I do a plug? Is it right to do a plug?
Oh, absolutely. That's what we're about here. Muslims, we have to support one another. So please plug your show and everything else.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, we just started the first air today on MuslimHeat.com.
Radio.
American Muslim. Lots of radio.
American 360.
Right, 360. And the show here today, alhamdulillah, from 5 to 6:30. So it's every Saturday from 5 to 6:30. And the direction I'm taking in is really like coaching and moving forward and just how can we take this to the next level. So that's what that was. It was really good, alhamdulillah. I'm grateful for that. So that's my little quick plug. Plug.
Oh, my God. And where can people contact you, Hajra? Because you are fire. It's ridiculous. You're going to have a fan club now. Where can they contact you?
Mashallah. We're a reflection of each other. Alhamdulillah. This is, you can find me on Facebook. Hajra Wahaj, H-U-J-R-A-H, last name W-A-H-H-A-J. I'll be there. Inshallah.
All right, inshallah, babe. I'm so excited, and I'm going to, inshallah, I'm going to call you tomorrow because I won't call you too late tonight, but I'm going to call, I'm going to put some things in the work. Watch.
Okay,
I'm being nimble. Watch. All right, baby girl. Love you for listening. Love you so much. And this girl gives me the tightest, easiest hugs ever. Like, his
mashallah. That's right. I'm coming to get you. I'm coming to get my hug.
Yes, I can't wait to see you. I can't wait. I'll put you in the lost sister.
Inshallah.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Alhamdulillah. Walaikum salam. Salam to catch you.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Hajra, wow. I know y'all feel like the energy tonight on open mic is ridiculous. Y'all open mic is y'all killing it tonight. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, I shouldn't even did my little poem, for real. All right, we're going to get our next open mic on, inshallah. We got about 4 minutes left. I'm going to take, it's going to be 267-307. You're on the air. 267-307, you're on the air.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
This is Muhammad. Muhammad Abdul Aziz.
Brother Muhammad, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. Let me just say something before we go any further. Anyone that is calling into the show and you're not getting on the open mic, please hang up and listen online because we want the line to be open for those that would like to get on the open mic. We have about 3 minutes left in the show, and I want to get as many people on as I can. So if you're listening through the phone, please, if you can, listen to on the computer, blogtalkradio.com/shiso. And so we're going to let Brother Muhammad go ahead and say his poem. This is another excellent poet. Inshallah, please listen to what this brother has to say. Go ahead, brother.
Inshallah. This one I call Mind Wide Open. It is like the third part of a list that I did. And it was inspired by the sister who, inshallah, I plan to, you know, marry, and we got a nikah planned, you know, if that goes according to Allah's plan. And it's kind of like a little, maybe a halal love form, if I will, inshallah. Okay, and again, it's called Mind Wide Open. I can't wait for the fulfillment of my fate because my queen will be home soon. I will, inshallah, complete my deen and we can sit together in the throne room. As I contemplate the coming date, I survey my path and hold my staff. I hold out my hand to embrace the face of the one who will be my other half. Hand her scepter and plan our future together. Tell her to get used to forever. Though we know Allah has the best plans, and together we can stand any weather. Whether the storms are man-made or just the norm, we must not conform to this world. We think, hold, and lock and plot together, holding our hands and knots together till we make pearls. And we shall refuse to cast into the swine, keeping the Quran and Sunnah on our mind. Following the deen of the divine, keeping Salat in line, staying on the Sirat and the grind at the same time. This ain't the same rhyme that you hear from me all the time. This is me speaking to my destiny. I know that Allah has been blessing me, and I pray to get to stay longer to learn what the lessons be. So even though I am the quintessential man who keeps it real, I will still let her know how I feel. She will so know the deal, from nose to heels. but I still will, if needed, become the spear and shield, like the ancient ancestors from my past, fighting with my life to keep my kids and my wife on the path. And indeed, my shield and staff comfort me as I can recite its words comfortably after a bath. So, yes, I will spit fire like a dragon, spit venom like a madman, and spit the hawk like the noble descendants of Adam. Now, fathom that she is a mastermind as well. So when we're together, can you imagine what will happen? I speak these things, I say these things, that they may be accepted, inshallah, as a needed dua. But I know all these things I said, all these things you've read, will only be by the Qadr of Allah. Inshallah.
Inshallah. We're out of time. I believe, I think my show actually ended already. And inshallah, everybody heard what you had to say.
I hope so.
Shukran, brother, for calling. And I'll find out later if it's still, it's saying that it's on, but it's not streaming. So I'll find out later if it actually still played. But it just cut off at that last moment. But inshallah, I'll try to call back.
And I didn't even time it that way. I found the shortest one. You said it was only 4 minutes. Found
no,
the shortest one that
fine,
I wrote.
Brother, it's fine. I wish I could go longer. I so wish I could go longer. But hold on for 1 second, brother. I want to see if it's still streaming. Let me check. Assalamualaikum, Brother Muhammad.
Walaikum salam.
Yeah, it cut off. But mashallah, inshallah, call in next week. Call in early, like, because I usually do the open mic, like, around 11:20. So try to call
right,
in early,
yeah.
But I know that it's probably still recording us. But try to call in early,
oh, yeah.
Early, so I do the mic around 11:20. But I'm going to keep taking calls, because I think we still get recorded anyway. So inshallah,
okay.
Hopefully it's still recording. I'm going to try to get the next call on. They don't even know. You know what? I'm just going to end it. Mashallah. I'm going to end it. And this is so ghetto. Shukran for calling in, Brother Muhammad. I'm going to go ahead and end it because
nobody can
hear it anywhere. All right. So I'm calling next week. Not next week. The week after.
Inshallah. We got the next week. Okay.
We got that. Yes, inshallah. Right. Shukran for calling. I appreciate it, brother.
Afwa. Shalom alaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Okay, well. Our show got cut off. It's not streaming anymore, but obviously it's still recording. So I'm going to see if I can take some more calls. And I'm going to try to take 352-237. Assalamualaikum. Hello? Assalamualaikum. Is this 352-237? You're on the air. Okay, well, obviously they didn't want to be on the air. All right, so I'm going to wrap it up because I don't see any more callers and we're not streaming live anymore, even though I'm sure that you people can probably hear this. But we definitely went over time. I'm 2 minutes over. So we got to work on maybe getting this show a little bit longer, inshallah. But I want to thank everybody for participating in the open mic. I so appreciate you guys. You don't even understand how much I appreciate all the people that came on and laced us with fire, every single open micer. We have to thank our guest, Muslima Poet, again, laced us with fire. Like, there's so many positive people, you know, in Islam right now, especially the sisters that are doing it. And we got to big up our brother, our one brother that called in, Brother Muhammad, you know, and rep for the brothers, alhamdulillah, he called in. So, inshallah, I'll see you all. October 30th will be the next show, inshallah. Our teacher will be Unjawaria, so I'll see you all then, inshallah. Until then, stay safe, peace, and blessings.